Support for NPR comes from Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Secret Life of Bees, starring Queen Latifah and Dakota Fanning, based on the novel, now playing everywhere.
Good morning, this is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. A 78-year-old former Catholic priest has been convicted on federal charges of taking a minor on religious retreats to have sex with him. A jury in Chicago found Donald McGuire guilty yesterday after deliberating less than 3 hours. McGuire said in a written statement afterward that he's very disappointed. McGuire faces a maximum of 30 years in federal prison when he's sentenced December 18th. He's already been convicted on state charges of molesting boys in Wisconsin and is due to be tried on similar charges in Arizona. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is again clashing with reporters over the federal investigation that continues to surround him. Ben Calhoun reports.
Over the last several years, the corruption investigation has slowly encircled the governor, snagging his friends, aides, and fundraisers. Last week, it was reported that investigators were looking into the finances and tax records of Governor Blagojevich and his wife, and that another former aide, John Wyma, had been subpoenaed. Asked yesterday if his taxes are under scrutiny and if he and his wife are targets of the investigation, Blagojevich refused to give a yes or no answer.
Those are stupid questions because they're not relevant and they're not relevant.
But why not?
They're not. Because I'm not going to play your game here. They're not relevant.
Blagojevich criticized reporters for asking what he says are, quote, not honest questions, implying that the press asks him loaded questions to make him look bad. Convicted Blagojevich fundraiser Tony Rezko recently asked the federal judge to delay his sentencing, read by many as a sign he's possibly cooperating with investigators. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Meanwhile, Governor Rod Blagojevich said yesterday he would win re-election by a wide margin if he ran in an upcoming election. Blagojevich attributed his low approval rating to the slumping economy during a news conference in Blue Island. A Chicago poll released this week is showing 13% of Illinoisans approve of the job Blagojevich is doing. And the city of Urbana has welcomed in the first phase of its bicycle master plan. A ribbon cutting was held yesterday to recognize new bike lanes at the Philo Road business district. And altogether, this project will cost about $600,000 to the city of Urbana. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Another difficult week for the world stock markets. The Dow lost more than 5%. The Nasdaq was down nearly 10%. And the S&P 500 index is poised for its worst year since 1931. One analyst has called it a bear market on steroids. Some say it's the result of hedge funds running for the exits. NPR's John Itzty reports.
One of those pointing the finger at hedge funds is David Kotak, chairman of Cumberland Advisors, a money management firm based in New Jersey. He says hedge funds have gotten into trouble because they borrowed heavily to take positions primarily in stock markets.
They either bought stocks, an index, or a country index, and they also bought the credit default swap attached to it as a hedge.
The credit default swap was insurance to protect the hedge fund if stock markets sold off, which they've done in spades. But for many hedge funds, that insurance evaporated when Lehman Brothers collapsed because it was a counterparty to the swaps. That meant as the markets declined sharply, hedge funds had to sell stocks to pay off their loans and to pay off investors pulling out of the funds.
We saw $43 billion withdrawn from hedge funds in the month of September. That represents $43 billion of cash that exits. The leverage on that $43 billion might have been 10 or 20 times.
And that means that to cover the redemptions and pay off the loans, hedge funds had to sell 10 to 20 times $43 billion in stocks, or half a trillion to $1 trillion worth. Simon Johnson, a former chief economist at the IMF, now a professor at MIT, says certainly hedge fund liquidations have been a part of the downward pressure on markets. But he thinks there's a more fundamental force.
Most of it is people realizing that global growth is going to be slower, companies are going to make less money, and of course that comes through directly into stock prices. So, you know, it's painful, it's sort of unavoidable given what's happened in the global economy. And as long as it doesn't get out of control, as long as you don't get into sort of a panic situation or self-fulfilling downward spirals, we'll be okay.
Johnson says he thinks to turn things around, governments need to put together a